Here's Check on Stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. It appears the power of the taxpayer, parents, students, and teachers starting to make some changes in Region 1. In a letter issued yesterday by Region 1 Superintendent Pam Vogel, the letter stated the following: "Dear students and parents, Housatonic Valley Regional High School, I'm writing to inform you that changes have been made to our informational meeting, which was scheduled for tomorrow, that is, this evening, when they'll be discussing grading practices. They had initially planned on hosting two sessions today, but they have decided to condense it into one session. This meeting will be held tonight from 6 until 7:30 in room 133 at the high school. Now, there's been a change in the agenda for the meeting, according to Pam Vogel. The scheduled speaker, Dr. Douglas Rees, will not be speaking at the presentation." Quoting Vogel again, "Unfortunately, there were concerns regarding his past history. Presenting at that meeting will be the principal and assistant principal," according to Vogel. "There'll also be information presented on the implementation of a retake policy for assessments that are not yet proficient. Arrangements have also been made for this meeting tonight for a professional facilitator to attend the meeting. Ann Baldwin, a consultant from CABE, will be there to ensure that they communicate on the topic, but also that any and all questions for those attending will be answered as well. Region 1 administrators will also be there to listen as well as to provide responses to questions either at the meeting or shortly thereafter. Again, that meeting will be held this evening from 6 to 7:30 in room 133 at the high school." The National Weather Service has issued a winter storm watch from Wednesday morning through late Wednesday night. Heavy mixed precipitation is possible with total snow and sleet accumulations 4 to 8 inches, and ice accumulations of a light glaze are also possible. This is for Litchfield County in northwestern Connecticut, the eastern Catskills, Mid-Hudson Valley, and southern Taconics of east central New York and South County, Massachusetts. From Wednesday morning through Wednesday night, you should plan on difficult travel conditions, especially during Wednesday afternoon and evening. Of course, we'll keep you updated with Pat Pagano's forecast here on Robinhood Radio. The Exchange Club of Canaan has a dinner meeting at 6 p.m., dinner at 6:30 at the Hollenbeck Room at Gear Village. The speakers will be Mark Traeger, partner Lauren Traeger of 212 Consultants, speaking on top 10 small business tips. A Heart Healthy Lunch and Learn presented by MyHealthQuest happening Wednesday, 12 to 1:30 at Sharon Hospital. Join the no-cost educational luncheon. Learn the facts about preventing, detecting, and treating many cardiac and vascular diseases. A nutritionist meal will be served while the audience hears from cardiologists about risk factors, advanced treatments, blood pressure, and guidelines, and more. The event will be held in Conference Room 2 at Sharon Hospital. Seating is limited and fills up quickly. Registration is required. To reserve a seat, healthquest.org/heartlunch or call 845-554-1734. The Region 1 Board of Education has a budget subcommittee meeting on Wednesday, 1:30, in the Central Office Conference Room. Planning and Zoning Commission has a special meeting in Salisbury Wednesday at 2 p.m. at Town Hall Upstairs Meeting Room. An executive session is anticipated to discuss a decision by the court in the Lime Rock appeal and any future action to be taken with respect to said appeal. Town meeting in Salisbury coming up on February 7th at 7:30 to receive and act upon the report of the town officers and recognize the town report dedication. Gear Village Senior Community presents author's lecture, Dahlia Garnett's Hollywood Stories, Thursday at 2:30 in the chapel at the Lodge at Gear Village. It's free and open to the public. Kent Center School Scholarship Fund will host its 23rd annual Chocolate Fest Thursday at Kent Center School from 3:30 to 5:30 in the school cafeteria in the case of inclement weather. The event will take place on Friday, February the 9th. Alan Blagden is holding a book signing at Oblong Books at the White Hart Inn on February 8th at 6 p.m., marking the moment, The Art of Alan Blagden, with an introduction by John Wilderming. It's featuring 160 color prints of birds, animals, portraits, still lives, and landscapes. Community Conversation Session 2, Future Educational Opportunities for Falls Village, a structured discussion for citizens and taxpayers of Falls Village, will be held Friday, 6:30 till 9 at the Falls Village Senior Center. It's hosted by the Canaan Board of Education. The Sheffield Historical Society welcomes Doug Crane on Friday, February 9th, to Dewey Hall to give a talk on the history of Crane and Company, producers of fine stationery and paper supplier to the U.S. Treasury for over 100 years. The talk at Dewey Hall begins at 7:30. It's free and open to the public. Refreshments will be served. For more information, sheffieldhistory.org. Well, it's Jump Fest weekend coming up on February 9th. It's Friday Night Lights, which begins with target jumping at 7 p.m. immediately following the jumping competition. The human dog sled racing will take place as well. Refreshments will be served that night. Sharon Audubon will present an introductory workshop on maple sugaring on Saturday from 10 until noon at the Audubon Center. $10 for Audubon members, $15 for non-members. Contact Zach at 860-364-0520, extension 10. Way to register. And the Salisbury Winter Sports Association Jump Fest continues on Saturday. The jump competitors start practicing at 11. Competition begins at 1. Enjoy the warming bonfires around the grounds. There's also beer and great food and coffee at the Cook Shack. On February 10th in Germantown, the Claremont State Historic Site sledding party with a bonfire, snowman building, and refreshments is free. That's at 12 noon. A talk on hands-on raw food workshop led by Joanna Sophie will be taking place on Saturday, February 10th from 2 to 3:30 at the Pine Plains Community Room over the library. The workshop is free. Registration is required at 518-398-1927. A Whole Lot of Love dinner is coming up on Saturday, February 10th from 4:30 till 7 p.m. at the Copaic Community Center on Mountain View Road in Copaic, New York. It's their fifth annual. For reservations, contact 518-329-2823. Or Bob at 258@AOL.com. Walk-ins are welcome. Chicken Parmesan or Eggplant Parmesan, sponsored by the Church of St. John in the Wilderness at Copaic Falls. February 10th, Stockbridge Norman Rockwell Museum opening event for the exhibit Gloria Stroll Carn, Pulp Romance, at a conversation with the artist from 5:30 till 7:30. The 2018 Snowball Dance is being held Saturday at the White Hart Inn, 8 until 11:30, live music by Two Guys in Suits and Ties, followed by K-Mac and the Cadillacs. The cover charge is $15, ages 15 and under free when accompanied by adults. There'll be a beer plus a full bar available in the tavern. And Swasta Jump Fest continues on February 11th, the Eastern U.S. Ski Jumping Championships, closing the weekend. They start practice at 11, competition at 1. More information at jumpfest.org. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakeninn.com and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average had its biggest one-day loss ever yesterday, losing 1,175.21 points, winding up the day at 24,345.75. NASDAQ also a big loser yesterday, down 273.42 to 6,967.53. And the S&P 500 lost 113.19, winding up at 26,48.94. Across the board, a very poor day for the markets. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.